South Africa's President Jacob Zuma opened the World Economic Forum on Africa, telling delegates that they were meeting in difficult times. He noted that industrialized economies have responded to the world recession and its related job losses with stimulus programs and widened social safety nets. But he said developing nations do not have these resources.
For most African countries that are still highly indebted and dependent on aid for their revenues, the continuation of the current crisis will mean increased starvation, poverty, and child mortality.
He said African governments should try to cushion African people against the impact of the crisis, but added that they should also respond by planning for a recovery. Mr. Zuma said the global economic crisis highlighted the need to reform the international financial system and multilateral lending groups like the World Bank and International Monetary Fund. But he warned against overreacting by raising protectionist barriers and called for renewed efforts to conclude the Doha round of trade talks. Former UN Secretary General Kofi Annan also warned of the harmful effects of the global recession on Africa during the launch of the annual report of the Africa Progress Panel. But he said the downturn also provided an opportunity to forge a new relationship whereby Africa drives its own development agenda in partnership with the world community. The head of the South African Planning Commission, former Finance Minister Trevor Manuel, welcomed the report.
In the global economy, there has to be that intermediation. And in dealing with that intermediation between wealth and poverty in the world, you need to ensure that there are rules that apply and you need to ensure that there's accountability.
The World Economic Forum also released its Africa Competitiveness Report, which said that African competitiveness in global markets was hindered by underdeveloped infrastructure, healthcare, education, and financial institutions. The forum continues with discussions on improving the investment climate in African countries, adapting training for the unemployed to changing job markets, and diversifying the exploitation of natural resources in order to ease cyclical downswings. Scott Bobb, VOA News, Johannesburg.